This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome to the Arkham Files, an actual play Call of Cthulhu RPG podcast, featuring Seth Morrison as Tallahassee Turner.
I think he's dying, but if he does, are you available?
Peter Morrison as Dominic Drunkard.
It was like I, you know, had a fair amount of spirits.
Donovan Ballard as Dr. Simeon Kantstanjevitz.
I'm not a psychologist tonight.
Sam Morrison as Major Frederick Aloysius Bakersfield.
Still really into guns and ammo and chicks.
Abel Morrison as Officer Billy McConnell.
We can't do anything drastically illegal, like blowing up his business.
And I'm your game master, the keeper of arcane lore, Alex Morrison. Now grab onto some dice and your sanity. Let's roll.
Okay, fellas, I need you guys to listen. From Dom's story, it sounds like Mr. Corbett has some powers. Obviously, because he made Mr. Tallahassee naked dancing in the street. So I'm supposing. Okay?
It's now, quite the inferral.
To avoid any more sexy dancing persuasion, I got an idea. I say one of us goes through the back, while one of us goes through the front. While Mr. Corbett's distracted, one of us comes up behind and gags him.
With a net? Can we use the net? Maybe
if you want to gag him with a whole net.
Yeah, I'm really good at it.
A whole net?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's gag him with something.
Okay, so far, someone's coming from the front, someone's coming from behind, and then you're going to gag him.
Well, there's five of us, so what are the other three guys doing?
Okay, five guys.
The three guys are going to go in the back with whoever's going through the back, okay? One is going to go gag while the other one distracts, and the other two are going to start searching the place.
Also, how do you feel about this, Officer McConnell? Are you in?
Nah, nothing illegal. I gotta keep my job.
Alright, you can go home.
It is getting a little late, and I've seen a few too many naked dudes.
Can't we go find Mr. Gandalf Randolphsmern?
Randolph Tomaszewski.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, Randolph Tomaszewski. We got his address.
All right, let's go take care of that guy real quick, and then we'll come back and take care of Mr. Corbett. Net style.
You could go check him out. Sounds that's nice illegal.
Who's in? You guys want to go talk to Mr. Tomaszewski?
Nah, I'm going to go over to Mr. Corbett by myself. Can I borrow your bullwhip?
I'm going to go look in Mr. Corbett's backyard.
Dr. Simi's naked in the street.
You hoping to find another bone or what?
No.
That's a good idea.
We never, looked through the greenhouse and the shed and stuff.
Well, Dr. Simeon hid in the greenhouse.
But he had a really terrible spot hidden and couldn't find anything.
All right, you guys do what you want. I'll go with Officer McConnell and Mr. Drew and Card to go interrogate Mr. Tomaszewski.
So you guys are going to go engage in another assault on Castle Corbett?
No, I'm not going to engage him. I'm just going to go start snooping around in his yard.
Wait, do you still have dynamite?
Oh, I've got dynamite.
Should we just slip it in through the mouse lock?
Guys, I'm right here.
This is an eye conversation. You didn't hear anything.
Yeah. Are you polishing your gun right now? Okay.
So what are you guys going to do? Okay. What's the plan here?
Dominic Druncard, are you coming with us?
Sorry, are we going to attack the guy again? Or are we going
no,
to
No, we're going to visit. You guys are going to Gandalf Fairbairn.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You guys are hopping on our bandwagon. Me and Billy were already doing
Well,
that.
I don't want to end up naked in the street, so I'm coming with you guys.
Oh, it's not so bad.
It's okay, I got a cure for that.
Not if you're the one naked in the street.
Okay, so
all right, Dom, you come with me. Let's go. Let's go have a chat with Mr. Tomaszewski.
Okay, so we have Dom, Bakersfield, and Billy McConnell are all going to do a normal thing.
Yep.
And the two of you guys are doing something like a couple of crazy people, right? I heard something about a sniper rifle and dynamite.
Okay, we'll leave the dynamite out of it for now.
I kept the dynamite with me.
Like you always just keep them with you?
Yeah, I've got a specific belt that holds dynamite.
Dynamite belt, of course.
I got a pair of binoculars from their stash of stuff that they brought back from the surplus store. So I'm just going to go hide and watch Mr. Corbett. In case he goes anywhere, then I want to follow him.
Creepy.
Okay, there we go.
Okay, I want to go sneak when it's in his backyard, when it's dark and it starts raining, because it's going to soften up that soil. And I want to dig for another bone so Dr. Shrimp Puerto Rico can hurry his slow Asian butt up.
Wait, he's Asian now?
He's always been Asian. I don't know why Alex has been talking with the Spanish accent.
I'm sorry. I'm just super racist.
He just assumed.
Okay, so we're going to cut to Dom Drunkard and company as they are heading over to room 34 Crenshaw, downtown.
$0.25, you can always be sure to have a bright smile. And while you're at it, you might as well pick up Dr. Everclear's newest toothbrush, guaranteed to give you whiter teeth. Thank you again for listening, and enjoy the show.
Okay, so you guys come pulling up to the building. It's a four-story apartment building. Pretty run down, like a lot of the buildings in this neighborhood. It's not a very well-off neighborhood. So, what do you do?
All right.
Wait, who's all with us? We've got,
It's me, you,
Major,
and
Billy,
naked
right?
Tallahassee.
No, not naked Tallahassee anymore. Stayed home.
Tallahassee's
didn't
home.
Go with you guys.
He's oh, yeah, me. I'm sorry, I meant Mr. McConnell.
Remember?
Officer McConnell.
He's got a scope.
No.
He's
got binoculars.
He's watching, Corbin from his...
Oh, right. It's me, you, and Officer McConnell. I'll go around back just in case, you know, the guy tries to make a break for you.
Well,
you
that's
got,
what I was going
to
ask.
You guys go up front.
Does it look like there's a back exit to the apartment complex or whatever it is?
It's in a B4.
4B, yeah.
4B.
So he's up on the fourth floor.
You would deduce, yeah.
I'm assuming there's a back exit to this apartment building, so I'm going to stay ground level, round back, you guys go interrogate or, you know, ask questions since Officer McConnell does that for a living.
I was going to ask, is there a back door? Is he going to escape or... I mean, do we benefit anything from you going around back?
There's the bottom floor of the apartment building. As you guys walk up, you see there's kind of a lobby floor on the bottom. There's a couple apartments. It goes all the way through to the other side of the building where it opens up again. There's, like, you know, the mailboxes and stuff down on that stairs leading up. So there is the front entrance that you guys went through, and then there is a back entrance, or I guess maybe it looks like at least like an alley or...
Okay, we're gonna have Major with his net go hang out in the alley.
Netty hands, okay. Back again.
But, I mean, this lobby area stretches all the way through both sides of the building, so you can see both
Mr.
exits
Netty hands,
from this
you...
area.
All right, well, that's where I'm gonna hang out, in the lobby then, where I've got a good line of sight of both exits.
Okay.
Or we could just all go up to his door and, you know, block both exits.
Scaredy cat.
Does he... He could have a fire escape out
yeah.
the window.
Yeah, let's leave the Major down here. We'll go talk to the lad.
Now, you guys take your plastic cup. I'll keep mine. And if he tries to make a break for it out the fire escape, you call me over at that plastic cup.
Or I'll
yeah,
just
so
make
gonna...
this sound. Call!
Are you going to go out the back way and look, or is that what you said? You're going out to the back to look in the alley?
I'm going to stay in the lobby so I have a line of sight on both exits.
Okay, I thought you were just going to check it to see if there
was a fire escape.
Yeah. Oh, then yeah. I'll go check and see if there's a fire escape. If there is, then I'll watch the fire escape because the only other way he's going to make it out the other exits is through his front door past these two guys.
Okay, so you walk back out. It is an alley. There's a couple of trash cans back there. It's closed off on the left side. The right side goes down. There's a fence behind it. And... The alley goes to your left and right. The left side closes off like at the edge of the corner of the building, while the right side goes down and opens up onto a street. Looking up, there is a fire escape that goes up this side of the building.
Okay, I'm gonna stay there.
Okay. You are posted up right there in the back door.
All right.
Making our way up.
Billy,
to the
you
door.
Ready to go?
Yeah.
Let's do it. So we go find Let's his go. Door, and we knock.
Okay, you guys head up the several flights of stairs up to the fourth floor.
I'm going to get my badge ready.
Okay, you go up, you find the apartment that says 4B on it. The whole apartment is pretty run down. It's pretty filthy. You know, there's just kind of bottles in the stairwell. There's just paper bags, things like that. It's not very well kept up and not clean. So you knock on the door. It's quiet for a second. Who knocked on the door? Was that you, Officer McConnell?
Yeah.
Okay. So door pops open a crack, and you see a... tall, wiry, weasel-faced man.
Is it the same guy that had me in his car?
with... Are you just standing right next to him, looking at him?
Yeah.
It is the same guy from the night before.
All right, I shoulder the door open to surprise him and subdue him.
Sounds like another wimpy fight's coming.
Yeah.
All right.
It's gonna get nasty.
All right. So as he opens the door, he looks out at both of you guys and says, "Well, what do you want?" And then looks over, Officer McConnell. You see as he looks at the two of you, when he glances over at Dom Drunkard, his eyes go wide. And Dom Drunkard, make me a strength check.
Dang it, I'm a wolf. Oh, wait, I have decent strength. Cool. So my strength is 70. I rolled a
22. Nice.
Please.
Sweet.
Okay. All right, let's see. This is going to be an opposed roll. That is... Ooh. You can check this, Abe, if you want. That's a 6.
Whatever. This is cool.
Yeah, so Billy. Once I see
he looks over, his eyes go wide, and you charge and shoulder into the door. He has just enough time to brace himself, and you just smash into the door, and it gives just a little bit, but not much, as you kind of bounce backwards.
Come help me out, Billy.
Shoot his knee.
Did I mention that I had my net with me?
He gives out a shout and slams the door.
He slammed the door on us?
Yeah. After Dom kind of bounced back off of it, he slams it shut.
I'm going to
bang on the door real hard and say, "Mr. Tomaszewski, this is Officer McConnell. Open up. I want to ask you a few questions."
He doesn't answer the door.
Can we break the door open or anything?
Roll me a listen check. Smoke you.
Alright. I put my ear to the door.
Wrong answer. Let's see. Dom, what are you doing?
Wait, what did Billy just do?
He's rubbing his sore shoulder.
Billy just knocked on the door again.
Why are we...
No, I banged on the door.
So what are you doing, Dom?
Open up, please.
Shorter this door.
Roll a lizard check.
Try kicking the door.
Yeah, we're gonna kick the door open. Kick the door open.
In synchronization.
I yell down. Break the door down. I gotta have a warrant.
Close your eyes.
Okay. So.
Okay. Tell Billy McConnell to go tell.
27.
The major.
Wait, listen, 70.
Okay. So yeah, that's a success.
Wait, what did he just
you
roll?
You hear some thumping and scrambling around in the apartment. Behind you, just somebody like dashing through it.
Okay.
Thumping of rapid footsteps away from the door.
Do I hear him like as though he's going out the back?
You hear him moving away from the door.
Okay.
And you hear him just kind of low mumbling or something. But you can't make out anymore. It's just stuff like that. Dom, what are you doing?
I want to tell Billy to go let the major know what's going on.
Billy, go tell the major what's going on.
This is the most chill action
scene. How about I stay here in case he comes back out this way? Remember how he beat you up last time? I think I'm just gonna stay here.
We're just Dom has not actually relayed to you that this is in fact the guy.
This is the guy.
This is. Oh, yeah.
I guess you could infer that from the way he looked at Dom and then slammed the door and ran away.
Is that the guy?
Hey Billy, I would
I'm
like
ask you now. Is that the guy?
I would like to take is this time to let you know that this is in fact the guy.
Worst cop cover.
Okay. Jeez, what is your name? Major Bakersfield. Roll me a spot hidden.
Okay.
Caw!
Oh, what's that?
31 out of 45.
Okay.
Swish, baby.
You see, and I guess hear, the sounds of somebody jumping out onto the fire escape. Mayhap 4 floors above you.
Okay, I pull out Old Reliable from my knapsack.
That's go okay. Get him, what, Mr. Netty Hands.
Old Reliable? Old Reliable's my net.
And I don't hear him going out the back. I mean, I did roll a hard success.
Yeah, on your listen, you hear a window open and then a clunking of feet hitting a fire escape. As you guys are like, so what's up? Is this, who's this guy? He's like, yeah, no, I think that's a dude. Oh, really? Okay, that's cool. So you guys are having a very polite discussion out in front.
All right, you wait here. I'm going to go help out the major.
Is there anything at the bottom of the fire escape that I could maybe hide behind? Or like nearby, like a dumpster?
Yeah, there is.
Okay, I'm gonna hide behind that.
Okay, make me a stealth roll.
I got 11 out of...
Nice.
Out of 20%.
Nice.
Okay, Kobe. Nice. Excellent. You stealthily jump behind a dumpster. As he comes... running. As he comes rushing... As he comes rushing down the fire escape, Dom and McConnell, what are you guys doing?
Well, I already took off. Once I heard he's going down the fire escape, or are we just chilling?
What are you doing, Dom? What are you doing?
Well, I want to bust the door open, but I'm here with the cop. Who won't? All right, I'm busting.
I took off.
Oh, he did.
I told you to wait there, and I took off.
All right, I'm gonna kick the door open.
Okay, make a strength check.
Yeah. I rolled a 76.
You rolled a 76 out of 70?
Yeah.
Okay, you kick the door and it rattles. It does not break open or anything.
Okay, I'm going to push my roll. Can I do that? I'm going to really wind up and kick it again.
Okay, you're going to kind of back up and make a...
Yeah, like a full-on shoulder charge.
All right, do it.
You've got to be freaking kidding me.
Man, his leg
I rolled
broken.
A 96.
Oh. So you back up all the way to the other end of the hall, and you charge at this door full speed. You do a diving shoulder check into this door, and you just splat into it flat. Bounce off, falling onto the floor, and your shoulder is wrecked. It hurts a lot.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and hobble down the stairs.
Okay, but you're also going to take... 2 damage.
Wait, I don't even get a roll. I want to roll 1d4.
Push your roll.
Okay, roll a d4.
I got 2.
Okay, roll me an intelligence check real quick, otherwise known as an idea roll.
What are you implying?
I rolled a 40 and my intelligence is 75.
Okay. It comes to your mind that you suspect maybe the door isn't even locked since he opened it and then just slammed it shut.
I'm going to open the door.
Maybe you could try the handle.
I'm going to try the handle. It's not funny, you guys.
I could beat up everybody in this room.
The door was not, in fact, locked. It opens right up.
Okay, I go through the door, and I do a spot hidden to see if I can tell real fast that he went out the window. I mean, I want to see if I can tell real fast. If what kind of a roll might that be?
Well, I'm assuming Billy said something about it when he rushed off to just run downstairs.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I'm going
that
way.
It would make sense that he wouldn't just run off and not say anything at all.
Yeah, he said he's going out the back.
I heard him going out the back.
Okay, so where are you going?
I'm rushing for the fire escape because I want to cut him off to make sure, you know, he's trapped.
Okay.
Because I know the Major's down there with Old Reliable, so.
Yeah. So, and as you open the door and you go running through the apartment, it is a, it's just kind of a pile. It's a hole. Plaster, like, missing from the walls. You see exposed wood. Crappy old heater, radiator rusted out on the wall. It looks like it's the whole apartment is just this one room.
Ew.
And you rush through. Are you going out onto the fire escape, or are you just going to the window?
I'm going to look out the window first.
Okay, so you rush out the window. You look down. You see him, Tom Azuski, rushing down the fire escape towards the bottom floor.
Okay.
He's managed to make it down about a floor at this point, heading down to the second floor.
Okay, I'm gonna go out the window after him with my busted
shoulder. Okay, you're going down the fire escape too?
Yep.
Okay. Alright, let's see. Okay, so you're rushing down behind him. As soon as you jump out on the fire escape, he looks up and he sees you. And continues down. Rushing down the stairs.
I yell a threat at him. Stop or I'll shoot!
He keeps running.
Alright, I chase after him.
Okay, he gets to the bottom of the fire escape. He kicks the ladder down and it, you know, goes down to the bottom. It releases and goes down to the bottom. He climbs down the ladder as quickly as he can, jumping off the last couple of rungs and landing on the cement in the back, stumbling a little bit, and starts rushing towards
the dumpster.
Towards the dumpster, which is in the direction towards the exit from the alley.
Okay, I jump out and tackle him and say, "Here's Major."
Here's Netty Hands.
Actually, yeah, let me change that. Here's Netty Hands.
All right, roll a fighting brawl.
Okay.
47 out of 60.
Nice. You've been netted.
Okay, so 47 out of 60. Excellent. And actually, I want you to roll that with a bonus die.
Okay.
Since you have him by surprise.
And I distracted another D10? Him.
Yeah, roll a D10 and take the higher. The lower, sorry.
Okay, so two D10s and then take the lower?
Yep. Yeah.
A 60 and a 50.
Okay, and your brawl is 65?
My brawl is 60.
Okay, so the regular success.
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right, so you jump out, you throw your net out to tackle him. He's going to try, as he sees you, he's going to try and dodge.
Okay.
Let's see, that is a 75. He does not succeed.
Yeah. Okay. You can't dodge so, Netty Hands.
Mr. Netty Hands himself. Flies out from behind a dumpster, wraps a net around the fleeing man and tackles him down to the ground, restraining him. What's your dex?
My dex is 60.
All right. His is higher. Let's see. He reaches into his pocket and he pulls out a switchblade. And he's actually going to take a swing at you with his switchblade, trying to stab you. But he's going to have a penalty die because you have him wrapped up pretty good in a net.
Okay.
So he's very restrained. So what do you want to do? Do you want to fight back or try and dodge it, or what do you want to do?
Take it out of his
so
hands.
So if I try and parry, would that like release my grip on him? Would that be a fighting brawl roll?
Parry, you mean just kind of knock it aside?
Yeah, like knock it aside.
That'd just be like a fighting brawl. You could try and just wrap him up more. Maybe knock the knife out of his hand.
Okay, I'm going to try that.
Okay, you want to try and, like, knock it out of his hand?
Knock the knife out of his hand and, like, try and tangle him up more with Old Reliable.
Okay, so I'm going to say you're going to try and, like, grab his hand as he's going for a stab. And then on your turn, you can try and use your turn to try and knock it out of his hand and wrap him up.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, all right. So roll your fighting brawl.
43 out of 60.
That is better than what he got.
Yes. In his face.
So,
nice.
So yeah, so he goes to stab you, and you reach down and you just block it. You manage to grab his wrist before the knife gets to you, and wrap his wrist up better in Old Reliable. He's getting very tangled up at this point. So you got around. What do you want to do?
Yeah, I want to kind of wrap his hands up behind his back with the net and just put my knee in his back and try and keep him pinned until Dominic
can
show up.
So roll a fighting brawl with a bonus die.
Okay. I rolled a 60 and an 80, so the 60 would be an exact success.
Okay, cool. He's trying to fight back. He rolled a 92.
Yeah. Nice.
So, yeah, he's got nothing on Major Bakersfield. He's struggling. He is too tied up in that net. You whip his arm around behind his back and roll him over, bringing it up, giving him an arm lock. He kind of yells in pain and actually drops his knife as you bring his arm up behind his back. Put your knee down into him and just pull the net tight over him.
Okay, I laugh hysterically as the thrill of war comes rushing back to me.
And you accidentally kill him. Hey, no one escapes so reliable.
He kind of whimpers a little bit. At this moment, Dom Junkard, you make it to the bottom of the fire escape and you leap down. Just as Billy McConnell comes out of the back door.
Pete,
what do you guys do?
Please try to punch him and get a really terrible roll.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Yeah, let's punch him.
You just rush, you're going to run up and punch
him? Even though he's already subdued? It's a revenge punch.
I'm going to revenge punch him.
Did he drop his knife?
I'm going to say, yeah, he dropped it when...
I pick up his knife.
When Major Baker still got him in the arm lock.
Did I see him with the knife at all?
No, when you came out, he'd already dropped it.
Okay. I pick up his
you
knife.
You do see a switchblade on the ground next to him.
Dominic comes over and kicks him out of anger because he sees how, a real takedown happens.
All right, since he is currently helpless, I guess just roll your damage.
When I run up, I kick the knife away.
No, right, I picked up the knife.
So roll your combat, your unarmed damage plus
your damage
bonus.
Wait, I just
want to
kick
him. Okay.
And I'd like to say, remember Crutchy before I kick him.
Oh, okay. He looks thoroughly confused because he
right,
does not, in fact,
remember
Crutchy.
My fighting brawl is 60, and I rolled a 71.
Nice.
He is currently restrained and pinned on the ground, so you just roll your damage.
Wait, roll damage?
Yeah.
Okay, my unarmed combat is 1d3 plus damage bonus, which is d4.
Okay, so roll a d3 and a d4.
I rolled a 5.
A five?
I took five damage.
Okay, that's gonna give him a major wound. I guess that's not half as it points. Okay.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so Dom Drunkard rushes up and just remember drills crunchy? In the side with his football kick.
I've got a spike on from my
in the ribs.
Yeah, just in the ribs, just runs up, kicks him in the ribs. You feel maybe one kind of give way as you do that. And Tomaszewski lets out a scream of pain. As you just drill him in the side.
Dominic kills him before we can question him.
Dom, take it easy. We gotta talk to this guy. You can't just beat him up.
You guys get off of me. What is this? What's going on? I didn't do nothing. I don't know who you are. I've never seen you before.
You tried to kill me earlier.
All right, Mr. Tomaszewski. I'm Officer McConnell.
Shevsky.
What?
Tomaszewski.
Tomaszewski?
Nobody ever gets it right.
Well, Mr. Tomaszewski,
Shevsky.
Right. So...
you gotta at least get my name right.
The complaint here is that you attacked my friend here and you actually had him in your trunk. So you're gonna have to answer a few questions.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not gonna... He's just struggling. Trying to break free.
Maybe bend his arm a little bit more. Now you need to calm down. You ain't going nowhere. Just relax. Stop fighting and answer some questions.
Let's see. Roll me a persuasion.
Persuasion. Oh, I don't have good persuasion. 25 is my persuasion.
Okay.
And I rolled a 77. Totally persuasive. Should have broke out the sexy dance.
Tomaszewski, he struggles a little bit more. Until it looks like he does kind of give up. Look, what do you want from me? I didn't do nothing.
Now, how exactly did Mr. Drunkard here get in your trunk?
I don't know what you're talking about. I've never seen this guy before in my life.
Come on, no playing stupid.
I pull Reliable a little tighter around his rib area, his torso.
Just let me up. All right, I'll talk to you. Just let me out of this. What is this, a net? Who has a net?
First talk, then we'll let you out. So, why did you have Mr. Drunkard in your trunk?
All right. He made me do it. He told me to, okay?
Who?
I can't tell you. He'll kill me.
Are you talking about Cobbett? Mr. Cobbett? Is he the one?
No. Yeah, I'm a dead man. Yeah, the master, he's gonna be so upset. Look, just let me go, okay? I don't know anything, all right? Oh, no.
Why did you have him in your trunk, and where were you gonna take him?
He wanted me to get rid of him, okay?
What do you mean?
You know what I mean. Get rid of him. Make him disappear. No, he's not a problem anymore.
Like dead?
Sure.
I'm gonna punch him.
He is again currently restrained, so just roll damage.
Yes.
I already took off five, so I mean, let's not kill him.
I'm just punching him in the gut. I rolled a five. Yeah, five damage.
Jeez Louise.
Whoops.
Okay. He is. You hit him hard, and he just go. He's not looking very
okay,
good.
Don't hit him anymore.
He actually passes out.
Oh, man.
You guys roll me in psychology.
All of us?
Yeah. Or... yeah.
Oh, good thing we don't have our psychologist there. I rolled a 36, but my psychology is 10.
I rolled a 16 okay. out of 10.
Dang it.
Oh, never mind. My psychology is 40. I rolled a 16 out of 40.
Rolled a 77 again.
Okay. Major Bakersfield, you rolled a success?
Yeah, hard success.
Okay, yeah, he's faking it.
Okay, I slap him really gently. Just a little tap, tap, tap on the face. Come on.
You guys are going to kill me.
Come on.
Who are you guys? Look at you.
I may or may not have accidentally picked his nose.
Typical Bakersfield.
That was not what I wanted to hear. You don't go trying to kill my new friend here.
That's me.
So, did he pay you to try and kill him?
I guess you could say he gives me things, all right, things that I need. He gives me things that I need in exchange. I do work for him.
What do you mean, things you need?
You know, some uppers now and then. You know, like things you just give me through the day. You know, and stuff that I need so I can talk to the master.
The master?
Yeah, the master.
Who's the master?
The man, you know who the master is. Everybody knows the master. My lord, Lord Baphomet. Lord Satan. He's the master of all, and he's coming. He's coming soon, and he's coming. And he's gonna ward off all of us that are his faithful servants. Just you wait.
This guy's cracked. He's loopy. Wait. Okay, so.
Where can we find the master?
For trying to take out Dom here. What else? Well, you guys got any questions? Let's ask him some more questions.
Where can we find the master?
The master? The master's everywhere. You just need a call and you need a look. You see him in every dark corner. You see him when you close your eyes. I know you saw him in the trunk last night.
You're not making any sense here.
If you want to know where the master is, just let me up. I'll show you. I'll send you to the master. I'll send you to meet him.
Is Mr. Corbett
if you just
the
wait.
Master?
No, the master's Lord Satan. Mr. Corbett works for the master, too. He knows him better than I do.
Have you guys been cutting up bodies? Is that you?
I'm just doing my work. I'm doing my work for the master. Yeah, I've been getting those bodies. Been getting them for Corbett. Been getting them for years.
Corbett's the one that's cutting up the bodies, then.
No, 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 no. I get him the body parts. I don't know when he uses them. He gives them to creatures.
So is Mr. Corbett the Miskatonic Mangler? Or is that you?
That's me. That's what they call me. But I'm just a servant. Look, I just did what I had to do, okay? Corbett, he needs body parts. And after I lost my job, he said I had to keep getting them. So I got them wherever I could.
Yeah, I'm gonna cuff him. I got the Miskatonic Mangler. I'm gonna be famous.
Boy, that was a stroke
of
luck. Oh,
man, you're gonna be moving up in the world.
Well, that just fell in my lap.
That was a cheery ending there.
Even if you get me, the master will get the rest of you. He's coming soon. He's coming. Corbett's been bringing him along. He's gonna be coming through.
Through what? Where?
Through the gate.
Where's the gate?
Mr. Corbett, but not, he's building it. It's what he's been doing for years, for 14 years.
At his house?
I don't know where he keeps it, but he has it. That's what he needs the parts for. He's got to bring the master.
Does he keep, people in his attic and then cut them up?
He doesn't, I don't know what he does with the body parts. I just give them to him, and he gives me the drugs that let me see the master. And he's coming. He's coming for the rest of you all soon. He's coming.
Yeah, so I definitely cuff him.
All right, as you're cuffing him, He's still struggling. Are you cuffing him, I guess, through the net?
Yeah. Net's staying on.
Here, let me pull that off for you real quick.
No, leave the net on.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So you guys keep him covered up in the net. You pull out your handcuffs. You handcuff his hands behind his back. He just keeps ranting. He keeps saying stuff about the master. The master's on his way. And I saw a beast coming out of the seas. It had 10 horns and 7 heads with 10 crowns on its horns. And each had a blasphemous name. The whole world was filled with wonder and worshipped the beast.
I want to ask him where you been cutting up them bodies?
Wherever I find them.
You been doing any of that in your apartment?
No. I find the people when they're alone, and then I get the body parts. I leave the rest where I find it, because I don't need it all.
What do you use to cut them up? You got a knife? You ain't doing that with this little switchblade.
I got saws. I got all kinds of things.
Where?
Upstairs in my apartment.
All right.
You'll find things. You'll see the shrine. And you'll see the face of the master. He's up in my apartment. He's waiting for you.
Check out
what do you guys do with Tomaszewski?
I gag him. And I tell him to shut his pie hole.
And you will worship the...
Shut your pie hole.
Let's go check out his flat. See what he's got up there.
Can we throw him in the trunk of our car real quick?
Okay, so you guys go and throw him in your car.
Yeah. All
right, I'll say your car has a trunk. So you throw him into the trunk and just lock him.
Yep.
A taste of his own medicine.
Is there an office to this apartment complex?
Yeah.
So, fellas, I got to call this in, but if you guys want to, you know, go poke around a little bit upstairs before I do it, then you better hurry. Just don't take anything.
So you go into the apartment. It's just this really run-down, ramshackle apartment. It's filthy, exposed wood and brick on the wall where the plaster's been broken off. It's just one room. There's a ratty bed over against one wall. There's a little kind of kitchenette over by where the window was, where the fire escape is. There is a steamer trunk at the foot of his bed. Roll me a spot hidden.
Dang it.
No.
33.
72.
You suck.
Who passed? Did
I
you
did.
Pass?
No, neither of us did. We both failed.
Okay. The room is as described.
I try to pick the lock on the... I try to open the trunk. I learned my lesson last time.
The trunk is, in fact, locked.
Okay, I try to pick the lock.
All right.
Shoot the lock.
Roll a locksmith.
My locksmith is 50.
Yeah.
Dude, I am the worst roller ever. I rolled a 63.
Okay, you get in there with your lock picks. You're wigging them around it, and no dice. It's not coming loose.
In my greatest impression of Taberlin the Great, I slam my fist down on it.
What do you say?
Frick, what does he say? I can't remember.
Pedro!
It pops open.
Yes!
Me and P both just look at each other like, what just happened?
No, it does not pop open.
My lock picking sucks.
Can I push my lock pick roll and potentially break the lock?
Yes, you can.
I'm going to
really
push
dig in and...
my lock pick.
Dude, you better not hurt yourself.
50.
Is that a success?
My lockpick is 50, and I rolled a 50.
Okay, that is in fact a success. Okay, yeah, so you dig those lockpicks in and wiggle them around, and you finally feel the tumblers giving, and it turns, and the lock pops open.
I view the contents.
Okay, you open up the old steamer trunk. It's a green color with just old rusted, like, kind of brass banding around it. As you open it up, you do find inside is what looks like a kind of black wooden altar with a pentagram carved into the top of it.
It's a little creepy. I said that's a little creepy.
Yeah, it's kind of dyed in this dark red color. The pentagram is like it's been carved and then colored and painted, you suppose, with this dark red. There are black candles in there with the little altar. Looks like some incense burners and stuff. You know, these types of things. Roll an occult roll for me.
Oh my heavens.
Ooh. I rolled a 15. I have a 5.
I rolled a 99.
Oh, jeez. Dude.
Terrible, man.
Pete, you are probably the worst dice roller I know.
The dice are against me.
Yeah, you look at this and you're like, okay, this is super normal. Nothing wrong with that.
I think they have these at Pottery Barn.
In the 20s.
Okay, yeah, and also on the side of the little, like, kind of wooden altar there's actually a book tucked in up against the side of the inside of the trunk.
Ooh, I grab it.
Okay, you pull it out. It's an old worn book with a black leather cover. The title on the cover says True Magic by Theodolphus Wren. Wren, sorry.
Tallahassee Turner.
Tallahassee Turner. This Tallahassee Turner and the Naked Netting.
It's the future book.
Yeah. Dun, dun, roll for sanity.
Roll for sanity.
What do you guys want to do?
Well, I'm definitely going to stash the book. I don't want to leave the book for the cops, so I'm going to take that with.
Cool.
Dom?
Did you show it to Dom?
Yeah, I assumed he saw it since we were both standing there looking at the trunk.
It's a very fancy book.
Dom, roll me an occult check.
Really? Again?
Yeah, sorry, you can't play the rest of the game.
Hey! I rolled a 17!
Okay.
That's a hard success.
You know of this book, and actually just kind of looking at it and kind of at the cover, and if you guys kind of flip through it and look at it a little bit, this is a legitimate book.
I know of this book, and it is a legitimate book.
There's a lot of books out there kind of written by shysters and charlatans.
There are a lot of books out there written by shysters and charlatans.
I'll take your word for it.
You know, that are just kind of full of spooky stories about the occult. This is a legitimate, like, book on occultic rituals and spells and things like that.
So we steal the book, right?
Yeah.
We're going to steal this book, right?
I pocketed it.
Good call.
Stuff it in my trousers.
Next to Old Reliable. Okay.
Well, Reliable is still wrapped up around Adolphus.
What else do you guys want to do in this,
make sure you get
in
that
this
back.
Room or with this trunk?
What?
I said, what else do you guys want to do?
Is there anything else in
yeah,
it?
Yeah, are there any other rooms?
There are no other rooms. It's just this crappy one bedroom.
What about a dresser?
Is there
like
anything
that?
Else in the trunk?
Do a spot hidden.
We already did, didn't we?
You did a spot hidden when you came in the
yeah,
room.
Yeah, we failed.
Okay. All right, spot hidden on the trunk. Good call.
Okay, searching through the trunk.
Yeah.
I rolled a 9.
I rolled a 16 out of 45.
I rolled a 9.
So hard success.
Okay, as you guys start digging through the trunk, you're moving stuff around. It doesn't look like there's anything else in the trunk besides these vestments of some sort of black ritual. But as you shuffle the altar around, From looking at it, it looks like maybe there's a little compartment on it.
I open it.
We try to open the compartment.
Okay, you pull it out. It's actually like a little drawer in it that has just a little hidden finger hole that you reach in and kind of pull it out. Inside there is looks like a ceremonial dagger, but like a cheap one, almost like a knockoff, that's just kind of carved to look mysterious. There's also several vials in there. There are four vials in this drawer, and three of them are empty. One of them is partially filled with a liquid that is a very strange, like almost like a neon purple color, that when any light gets on it, almost has like a neon glow to it. And also just kind of like littering the bottom of this compartment, there's a bunch of jewelry. And looking closely, it looks like there's actually blood on a lot of it. There's like a necklace, a few rings, some earrings.
Okay, I'm going to take the liquid. I'm going to leave the jewelry.
I'm going to steal the jewelry.
I think that's pretty condemning evidence. I would convince Dominic to leave the jewelry.
Oh, yeah. If that's from dead bodies,
yeah, those are the victim's jewelry.
I'm gonna go ahead and leave it there.
If there's any like paper or pencil or anything around, I'm also going to sketch out the pentagram that is on the inside of the box.
Okay.
As best that I can.
Yeah, you find just kind of a little, you know, like notepad over on the counter that you're able to procure for your purposes.
Okay.
Then I made my way into the room by now.
Okay, what do you want to do?
Did you guys find any, you know, saws, big knives?
We point down to the tray of jewelry and the creepy box. And
the creepy
say,
box was already open.
We found a creepy box
when we got here.
So what?
It was just wide open when we got here.
So, also, what do you guys deduce from the jewelry that you found?
That it belongs to the victim. Since he admitted to being the Miskatonic Mangler, I just assume that those are, trophies or something from the victims. Since there's blood on them.
Do you also concur with this, Dominic?
I do, which is why I didn't steal them.
Okay. I actually want you guys to both roll a sanity check.
Ah, crap.
From discovering all of this.
Dude, I don't have a lot of
and
sanity
the
left.
Shocking realization as to exactly what it is that you've... That
I rolled a 35 out of 49.
I rolled a 50.
Okay, you don't lose
out
any.
Of 42.
It's disturbing, but, I mean, you've seen worse. You were in the war. It's a distressing thing, and you admitted to the murders already. This just kind of drives it home, but you're able to keep your act together. What about you, Dom?
I rolled a 50, and my sanity is 42.
Okay, you just lose 1 point of sanity.
Awesome. Getting closer and closer to going insane, guys.
Yeah, it's kind of how this game works. But yeah, you just realizing it really kind of hits home that this is true, that this actually is the Miskatonic Mangler that's been guilty of these horrible crimes you guys have been hearing about on the radio. People murdered in parks and secluded areas and cut up into pieces. So finding this evidence of it really just kind of really drives home that this is kind of real. Reality is like setting in.
Okay, fellas, we need to put that stuff back so the evidence guys can find it.
So, all right, well, you guys are kind of wrapping things up here. How would you like to wrap this stuff up? You have backup coming on the way. You've told them what's happened.
I'm just gonna have him put the drawer back, remove any evidence of their snooping, and then I'm gonna go wait at the door.
Okay.
We're gonna peace out. We're going to go ahead and let Billy take credit for...
What are we going to do with the dude in my trunk?
Is he in the trunk right now? Oh, let's go get him out of the trunk and put him in the padding office with Billy.
Well, Billy's in the dude's apartment on the fourth floor. And if backup's on the way, are we going to have time to go get the dude out of the trunk, into the building?
We should have thought about
and
this.
And it's all in daylight. Or
just
is
dump
it?
Him
no,
in the road with
now.
Billy.
So all right, we'll dump him in the road.
No, Billy comes
fellas,
down with us.
Let's just go back down to the car and wait there. We'll get him out. We'll get Mr. Thomas Shevitz.
Just call him Mr. Tom.
You know, we'll wait down there. But I do want Dom to wait with me because he'll have to give a statement that this is the guy that assaulted him. And that's why I had to come and check that out. So I don't get in trouble, you know, is what I mean.
Okay, so you guys are just sticking together, waiting for the cops to show up.
I don't really love this plan. I'd really rather not make
on,
a
buddy.
Statement.
Be a chum.
Police.
Drink it, Sam.
Fine,
drink
we'll
it.
Wait for the cops since it'll put the Miskatonic Mangler away.
Alright, did you guys leave? Speaking of Donovan that keeps saying drink it, did you guys leave that vial in the drawer?
No, I took it with.
Sam
you took it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I didn't see that because
no,
I was.
No, it happened before you came up.
We stole the bug, too.
Yeah.
Right. Okay,
and
so.
Any hats that he might have laying around?
Yeah.
You find like a really nasty, crappy, like newsboy cap. Just stuffed in a corner. Dom Drunkard and Major Bakersfield come pulling back onto the street. Where do you guys go from the police station? They took your statement. They talked to you guys. They came and picked up Tomaszewski from the apartment, threw him in the car. They took you guys all to the police station for statements and everything. They kept Billy there to have him kind of brief them on everything. They just took your guys' statements and let you leave.
Well, Simeon's house has kind of been our meeting point up till now, so we go back to his house.
Okay, so you guys pull up, you go up and bang on his door. I'm assuming Dr. Simeon lets you in. You guys go in, and then I also assume you relate everything that happened?
Yes.
Okay, so...
But we also signal Tallahassee over, or just call him real quick before we,
Well, I saw you guys coming down the road.
All right,
so then over.
Okay, so we're with
you hear
Tallahassee
that telltale caw.
Ooh, wait. Now that you're back, I notice you have a strange vial in your coat.
I give it to you to drink.
And I drink it. I drink it.
A sip. Don't drink all of it.
Okay. You show Dr. Simi the vial?
Yeah, after we're telling him everything, we show him the book and the vial.
Okay.
And I show him the drawing
it?
Of the pentagram.
Just
pentagram.
Do like a fingertip dip and taste. Don't drink
okay,
the whole
so
vial.
You just slob that thing down?
you could, or we could go to the Miskatonic University again to have it...
No, he's drinking it, man.
All right. Drink it.
I'm drinking.
Do it
okay,
to ours.
I
before
don't,
he
I don't,
gets all of it down.
Okay,
I
hold
grab
on.
It from
hold
him.
On. Hold on. Calm down, Tallahassee. You're in my house. All right? Don't make me send Mr. Bakersfield home. Okay. Now, I start drinking. Okay.
Okay. There's not
but
much in there.
I drop it before I get.
It's.
Halfway.
It's a small vial. There's
and
like
you explain why
I
drop
don't know,
it.
Like half a pinky's worth.
Oh.
So he
well, then I
it.
Drink half a pinky worth. And
you
I drop
a quarter
it before
pinkies.
It all goes down. And you tell me why I drop it.
All right, boss.
I don't know. Fine, I drink the whole thing.
I'm just trying to look something up real quick, so that's why I'm not jumping right on what's going on. Okay, so you pick up the strange vial with an almost luminescent neon purple. It's extremely unnatural looking. And for some reason, you think, all right, down the hatch, my dudes.
It's for psychology purposes.
Some very strange behavior by a doctor of psychology. Yeah.
Maybe no, just...
This is an experiment.
Research.
Due to your extreme boredom from staring at a blank house for several hours and not seeing anything, you just really want something to go down. So you drink the vial. Make me a power roll.
Yeah, gonna turn into a monster.
That's my power, 60. All right, here we go. 67.
Okay. Yikes.
Dr. Simeon has died.
Dr. Simi. Dead.
You put the vial to your lips and you drink down the strange purple liquid.
But not all of it.
As it goes down your throat and you swallow it, it burns, but it's cold all the way down. And once it reaches your stomach, it actually fills you with this cold sensation that starts creeping through the rest of your body. And you do actually drop the vial after a second. But it's because you are suddenly not in your house anymore.
What?
The upside down.
You look around and you are in a dark rock-strewn landscape.
Heck yes. Can I start digging?
Just this.
Roll spot hidden.
It's covered in crystalline growths. And occasionally it's lit by flashes of rose-colored lightning.
Oh, heck yes.
And it's just this blasted landscape.
Do almost I see a like, big octopus thing in the sky?
Also, you're going to need to roll me a sanity check.
Heck yeah. I'm at a 59. 19. No.
91.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a failure. Roll me a d6.
Oh.
Four.
If you lose five or more at one time, you go temporarily insane.
So I didn't lose five or more?
No. So you're good.
So you do not completely lose control and go nuts. But it hits you hard. You were on some alien place.
It's cool. Hey,
you are cool.
So,
under
how many
pressure.
Points did you lose? Four.
Uh-huh.
Four. Yeah.
Please tell me that this drug is called soy sauce.
Yeah, you are just rocketing through space and time. You see your birth. You see your death at the same time. You see the world be created. You see the universe be destroyed, and all of it's happening all at the same time. No, you are just in some strange alien landscape. You look up and you see the stars, and they are not constellations that you recognize. It looks like there's two moons in the sky, maybe three. In the landscape, there's these strange crystalline rocks all over the place that are just growing up out of everywhere, and this weird, sickly kind of pinkish, rose-colored lightning strikes through the sky every few seconds or a few minutes or so. So you're just gonna start. You're gonna wander around. What are you doing?
I want to start understanding the place. So can I roll a psychology to understand what's going on?
It's not a psychology thing. Yeah, I guess you just kind of start wandering around, studying everything.
Do I notice anything?
You notice a lot of strange things.
Well, everything's different, but is there anything different from the different?
You're just wandering through. It's just an empty, barren landscape. It looks like there's maybe some mountains in the distance. There's a lot of rocks and crystal growths piled up, so you can't
see
super far in every direction. You can try, but this would be in a Cthulhu mythos type thing. And actually, you're wandering around for a good 10 minutes or so. Roll me a d4.
3.
Okay. Add 3 points to your Cthulhu mythos skill.
Oh, yeah.
Kobe.
Nice.
That also removes 3 points permanently from your sanity. Your max sanity, actually. Your max sanity is 99. So it's going to be 91 now.
Okay. So I'll run a roll of mythos then.
Go for it.
8. Oh, this will be interesting.
you have no idea. You have no idea where you are. You don't know what this is. You've never heard of anything like this.
I want to pee on the crystals and see if they react.
Transported to. Okay, you gotta go. You know, it's been a little while, so you start relieving yourself. It's been another, you're hanging out for another 10 minutes or so.
Pocket some of that crystal.
Yikes. Okay. Okay. Roll me another D4, by the way. So you're here for another 10 minutes.
4.
Okay. Add 4 more onto your Cthulhu mythos. As you're looking around and you're just kind of learning more about this strange world, looking at these constellations, off in the distance, you see some structures, like maybe there like some kind of ruins or something. It's quite a ways away, and they look like ruins, but they look like organized structures, not just rock formations. And a lot of these rock formations also are strange. They look kind of half grown, half constructed. It's hard to tell. Roll me a spot hitting while you're peeing on a crystal.
All right. Here we go. 25%. 62.
All right, you're pretty distracted as you are peeing real good.
Hey, I am.
This is real nice. As you're peeing on this crystal, it lights up in lots of crazy colors.
Whoa.
But also, no colors you've ever seen on Earth.
Oh my goodness. These are not colors I have not seen on Earth.
So you're kind of doing this. I guess you probably aren't peeing for a couple minutes, but... another couple minutes go by. Roll me a listen check. And actually, roll me a
good listen.
Yeah, roll me a spot hidden too.
All right. 28 for listen.
Okay. Okay. So that's a success on your listen. What you hear is this skittering noise, and it's almost like, kind of like the sound you hear like a rodent running across the floor if the rodent weighed like 600 pounds.
R-O-U-S-es.
And so you turn, you see coming out from behind one of the large crystalline structures, one of the crystalline rock formations, this huge creature. It looks 6 or 7 feet tall. Maybe it's like a spider. With huge, long, sharp legs and claws. It's not exactly a spider, but it's the only thing you can possibly like associate with it. It's the closest thing you can describe it with. It's just spider-like, emaciated, these huge, long, clawed legs coming towards you, and it is racing towards you.
Oh, snap.
Roll me a sanity check.
I'm at 55 right now. 96.
Oh, dude. Ooh. Oh, jeez. All right. Roll me a d8.
Oh, dude.
insane.
Five.
Oh no! Oh. Temporary insanity.
Cuckoo, cuckoo.
The cliffs of insanity. Okay.
So, oh yeah, okay. Okay, so you lose 5 points of sanity. Make me an intelligence roll.
Uh-oh. I got good. Come on, you're smart. I got a good one on that. Come on.
That's
buddy.
Actually not good. You don't really succeed at this.
Oh, then I didn't. It's a 75 out of 70.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, dang. Okay. You are lucky. Because the way that sanity works, basically, if you lose 5 or more, you go temporarily insane, or you would if you succeed at an intelligence roll. Basically, if you succeed at this intelligence roll, you understand how crazy this is. Like, the reality of it and the realistic aspect of it actually hits you, and you go temporarily insane. So, since you failed your intelligence roll, it hasn't quite hit you just how freaking messed up this is. Alright, so what do you do?
Alright, yeah, I'm gonna run for it.
Alright, you turn and you make a break for it, and you are just rushing. This thing is gaining on you and gaining on you, though. You manage to just make an all-out sprint for another, like, 25, 30 seconds or so before it finally catches up to you. And it just pounces on you with claws and legs striking towards you. What do you want to do? Do you want to try and dodge, or do you want to try and fight back?
Do I have firearms? Did I bring my weapons with me?
So now that you look around, you realize you're not actually wearing any clothes.
Well, that's convenient.
You should have done that.
Make an intelligence roll. Or maybe a Cthulhu Mythos.
I'll go with the Cthulhu Mythos.
Okay.
No, that's a 6. 69 out of 70 for intelligence.
Okay. You get the idea that it's not so much like, it's almost like an astral projection of your body here.
Oh.
Like, your intelligence is here.
So I can fly around. Yeah. Have you seen Doctor Strange? Fly around in his astro form.
Though everything feels real. Like, yeah, the ground feels real under your feet. You can feel kind of the wind on your body. And you feel
a bunch of damage.
These horrible spikes stab into your back from behind as you are running.
What should I do, guys? Should I fight or dodge?
Jeez. For 7 points of damage.
Wait, I haven't decided
these
yet.
These claws just rip into your back. Oh, all right. So, yeah. Okay, roll me. Are you going to dodge or fight back?
Which one's better, your fighting brawl or your
My dodge is better. It's 40, so I'm going to dodge. 28.
Ooh. Oh, holy cow.
Oh my gosh.
So is that a hard success?
No, that's just a regular
success.
That's
a regular success.
Oh no.
20 would be a hard success. But nothing goes into my back. I got a lot of luck. I'm an 80 luck.
Yeah, you got tons of luck.
Alright, so I'll wait. Alright, I do speak Latin. Yeah, I'll use 8 luck.
Okay, to succeed? Or to get a hard success?
Hard.
Yeah. Okay, you do not take that 7 damage. You manage. You see it just over your shoulder. One of these legs just flying in towards you, and you manage to just dive off to the side.
Fuck up the quah!
The first strike. As you kind of go into a roll, it skitters over to you as a second claw comes down at you.
Grief.
This one, that is a hard success. Wow, different combination. I rolled 6 and 1 last time and a 5 and 2 this time. So again, you still take 7 damage. Take the major wound.
Can he do another dodge?
No. He can only do it once.
What about fighting brawl to carry?
No, you can only fight back or on one of the attacks.
I haven't fought back yet.
Well, you can only fight back or dodge on one.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, what do you want to do? You are currently impaled on the bottom of a giant spider claw that is stuck through your shoulder, and you feel like maybe has punctured something vital.
I persuade the spider to go away. I use medicine and start healing myself.
That takes more time than what you have right now. You have seconds.
All right. Well, I can't fight him.
Well, he's in astral form. His hand turns to a giant sword, or like laser beam that can chop through.
A lightsaber. My arm turns into a lightsaber, and I chop off all the legs. What am I supposed to do in astro form?
Your buck ain't off nude.
How much luck did you spend, by the way?
8. So I'm at 72.
All right, yeah, you're buck naked. You've been knocked to the ground, impaled through. You're not pinned to the ground. You're just stabbed through and then pulled it out, and you're kind of rolling on the ground after your dodge.
You gotta find a way to wake yourself up or something.
Okay, I pee on myself.
What a way to go. Actually, it's not successful because you're all out because you're just peeing on that crystal for like a minute and a half.
Oh, dude, Dr. Sammy can't stand your bits. Always has pee ready. That's what I'm known for in high school. I was known as Piz Guy.
All right, man. So your options here, you could try and attack him. You know, just clock him in the face real good. You could try and run again, duck behind something, try and get some cover. I don't know. It's up to you.
How far away are those buildings?
Anything you could grab to use as weapon.
Much too far.
Jagged, sharp.
Well, that's true. Can I break off a piece of sharp crystal, jam it into its eyeballs?
Okay. Yeah, you can do that. You can find a jagged crystal shard on the ground near where you are lying.
You can do that, or you can look around if there's anything nearby that you could take shelter at.
Well, I want to jam it in the eye and book it. And then hide in one of those buildings. How far away are those buildings, did you say?
They're quite a ways away. You're probably looking at like at least a mile.
Is there a large structure around where I can go hide in?
There's some crystal formations around you that you could possibly hide around, duck between, things like that.
Is there like a cave? Crystal cave?
Not that you can see anywhere close by.
Superman's
did
fortress.
My pee a fortress dissolve of solitude. Some crystals into a large cave? That just sounds screwed. I should just let him kill me.
Fight, man. Stab that crystal in his 8 eyeballs. Chop all 8 off at once.
Okay, yeah. It's a big crystal that I found. And I'm going to impale it through its eyes and into its brain.
Okay, you're going to try and stab it with your crystal shard that you found.
That's right.
All right, roll me a fighting brawl roll.
25%.
You have 25 on your fighting brawl?
Yeah, I'm a psychologist, bro. I taught him down. So you're with your knee. 13!
All right, so it's coming down to bite at you, and you swing up and meet its face with your crystal dagger that you found on the ground.
Suck it, you stupid spider. You don't stab Dr. Simeon.
This game is full of spiders. Seriously, dude, don't play it.
Just
1 a.m. Two shout outs to David
Wong. That's fantastic. You win. Sam wins the game. All right, okay, that's a hard success.
It's a hard success.
Yeah, okay.
That spider's dead.
All right, roll some damage. Roll, let's see, you have a crystal dagger. Roll a d6 plus your damage bonus as you slam it up. And actually, make me a luck roll. Well, roll your damage real quick.
Five.
And then okay, what else am I supposed to roll?
Now make me a luck roll.
And I'm at 72. You
stabbed it into its eye region.
11.
With its
11, 11, 11
alien
for luck.
Face.
That's a hard success.
No, that's an extreme success.
What?
An extreme success.
That's an extreme success.
Okay, let's see.
It's dead.
Okay, you managed to jam this dagger right into its face region of what looks like, but probably its eyeballs. It's got a lot of them.
And I
stab it in right there, and it shrieks and rears back. It's like, and kind of stumbles and staggers back, crashes into one of the crystal formations, and falls down on a couple of its legs. You've made yourself an opening. What do you want to do?
I want to go pee on the spider.
It's
dead, right?
No, it is still moving. It's thrashing around and trying to get back up on its feet.
I'm going to continue to stab it.
Okay, so you rush in for another stab?
Yeah.
Okay, so
I mean, it should just be rolling damage, right?
So you rush in. Let's see, it's going to start wildly.
Can't see.
Also, it is wildly swinging its clawed legs around as it's trying to get up.
Or wait.
You're going to have to do a ninja
fly. No, wait. No. I want to book it toward those buildings.
They're a mile away.
You're booking it?
Well, the spider's not going to catch me. It has no eyes anymore.
you did manage to stab in some of them. There are a lot of eyes. Okay, so you start running towards the buildings off in the distance. You do manage to get a bit of a head start before you kind of hear it clambering back up onto its feet, and then that horrible skittering sound starts up again as it starts racing across this blasted landscape towards you.
Is there any vehicles there?
No, there are no vehicles. As it is rushing, it's coming up behind you. You hear it getting closer and closer as it's getting louder and louder. And then horribly, it goes quiet for a second. The skittering sound stops. And just as you kind of turn your head to glance behind you, you see it flying through the air, about to land on you. Thank you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.